This is Marketplace from APM. I'm Kai Rizdal. An update now on fracking, specifically the risks and the benefits of that controversial technology. No easy thing to do in 2 minutes, but here goes. One of, if not the key concerns about hydraulic fracturing, as it's properly known, is whether alongside all the oil and natural gas that it produces, whether fracking pollutes local water supplies. Last year, the Environmental Protection Agency issued a draft report suggesting a very limited risk of that pollution. Now, though, the agency's own science advisors are taking issue with that conclusion. From the Sustainability Desk, Marketplace's Scott Tong is on that one.
The EPA study in question began with this press release. Hydraulic fracturing activities have not led to widespread systemic impacts. Every newspaper ran with it, that it's safe. Oil and gas companies crowed. Now that conclusion is challenged by science advisors as confusing, as not quantitative. It doesn't define widespread or systemic. Here's EPA advisor John Vena at a webcast meeting.
I think it's a value statement that's not based on the science.
Vena's an epidemiologist at the Medical University of South Carolina. He wonders if the EPA even has the data to make such a blanket statement. The industry was stingy with data for the study, which itself cites insufficient data.
So I look at the sampling that was done. It was 2 states and 300 or some wells. It's very difficult for me to extrapolate that to the entire country.
There is suspicion politics hijacked the science. Curiously, that press release got buried in the web archive soon after release. Hugh McMillan at the Anti-Fracking Food and Water Watch notes that this EPA is part of an administration that is pro-natural gas.
EPA was not clear where the science ended and where the political considerations began.
The next step for the agency is to take this feedback and revise its fracking study. The question is where this leaves the public. Rob Jackson at Stanford has done a lot of fracking studies. And his take is that it's safe most of the time, but not always.
We need to understand the relatively few cases, but not the inconsequential cases of things getting into people's water. We haven't still learned enough about that.
Perhaps an unsatisfying answer to a politically charged question. I'm Scott Tong for Marketplace.